USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report just released, showing the U.S. economy has bounced back from February's numbers. The Labor Department reporting this morning the nation added 196,000 jobs in March. That's a huge improvement over February, when the economy created just 20,000 jobs. The unemployment rate last month remained at 3.8%. A young man found by police in Kentucky this week who claimed to be a boy who went missing at age 6 in 2011 is actually not Timothy Pitson, but rather 23-year-old Brian Michael Rennie. And this is USA Radio News. The military says one person is dead and another wounded after a shooting at a Virginia Naval Air Base this morning. It happened at Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach and was on lockdown for some time, but that has since been lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
President Trump will be in California today to look at a new section of border wall and get a briefing from border security. Yesterday, he backed away from a threat to shut down the border, issuing a, quote, one-year warning to Mexico to stop the flow of illicit drugs and illegal immigrants across the border. The discussion continues after misconduct allegations against former VP Joe Biden, who is expected to soon announce a run for the White House. This woman says his gestures towards her were very welcome. Former congressional hopeful Heather Bevin from Florida says she was happy to get a bear hug and a kiss at a rally back in 2012.
He's warm, he's gracious, he's energetic, and I feel like I got a really special moment with the vice president.
At least seven women, though, have raised allegations of inappropriate touching by Biden. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The way young people are interacting these days continues to change. But what is healthy and what's not? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The popular video game Fortnite is changing the way many kids play together and interact. Around 250 million people have played and downloaded the game since it debuted over a year and a half ago. Dr. Sue Varma joined CBS this morning to talk about executive function and when children need to know it's time to get up from the video games and go outside and play, and also some of the addictive qualities that surround these video games.
Look, it really depends on the child, right? You have to know the child. Do they have the ability to be able to say no? And really what it comes down to is, do they have a more compelling activity, right? Because a lot of times kids are going to say, why do I have to stop? What's more interesting than this? I don't find homework interesting. Yeah. But I think you have to give them what we call a healthy diet of other pleasurable activities. Nothing can replace the human connection. If your kids really enjoy spending time with you, with friends, reward that as behavior. Say, can we go to your favorite movie? Can we go to a play? Can we go outdoor hiking? Can we go rock climbing?
More problems for Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Chicago authorities are planning to sue him for not paying the $135,000 cost to cover the investigation into his claims of being beaten up and held captive by two masked men. Earlier, the Illinois Chiefs of Police Association called on the prosecutor who dropped the charges against Smollett to resign from his post. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.